The following is a production of The House. This program is designed to challenge, inspire, and set you on fire, focusing on subjects few are willing to talk about. I'm Pastor Alex Lapos in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and this is Impact. Well, the Easter season is almost upon us, but this message, the power of the resurrection, applies all year long. So whether it's Easter or not, here's a great message for you to empower you, to inspire you, and to motivate you and mobilize you in Jesus' name, the power of the resurrection.
The resurrection power of Jesus gives you the power to foresee God's victory, God's promotion, God's best fulfilled in your life. What do you see tomorrow? 2 years from now? 5 years from now? Where are you 5 years from now? Where are you 10 years from now? Are you still in the same rut that you're living in now? Or do you see something glorious, something astounding, something exceedingly and abundantly more than you ask or think? I've learned an amazing secret in my life. You ready for this? I wear glasses. My vision is blurred. It's not 20/20. Maybe I should get Jonathan to pray for me. No kidding. I may need glasses in this life, but I've got something that Jesus gave me that he'll give you. Resurrection eyes. You know what resurrection eyes are? To see your future exactly the way God sees it. That's, oh, come on. Oh, come on. Yeah. Resurrection eyes. Resurrection eyes. And when you can see your future the way God sees it, I tell you, there's going to be a joy in your step. There's going to be a dance in your life. There's going to be a victory every day. There's going to be a joy unspeakable and full of glory, because as I said, he will do exceedingly and abundantly more than you ask or think. Oh man, I can see with my resurrection eyes what God has in store for me. I tell you, I see it. I see it. I can see it. I can reach it. It's mine. Oh, man. Well, I'm getting excited now. I can hardly contain myself. I don't know about you, but Pastor Alex Lapos, his vision is beginning to clear a little bit. And I'm starting to see what God sees for the remaining years of my life. And I like it. I'm even beginning to see what he sees in some of your lives. And I like that too. And my prayer is this, that today you will have an eye transplant from the eyes of your limitation, from the eyes of your unbelief, from the eyes of your compromise, from the eyes of your small-minded thinking, and receive resurrection eyes that see the impossible, that see beyond the limits, that see like an eagle sees, that sees like an eagle sees, miles and miles and miles away. Hey, your future is a future of good. It's a future of blessing. It's a future of victory. There's a crown waiting for you in your future. And every step of the way, there is a victory. There is a purpose. And you need to see that today.
Amen.
Come on, give the Lord another clap offering. Oh, cool. Hallelujah. And I'm starting to see it. Who is that guy? I don't know that man. What I'm seeing right now, I just see you with the natural eye, but I see Pastor Alex Lapos the way God sees him. And who, Danny T., who is that man? I don't know that man, but I'm about to become him. And then everybody will know him as I know Jesus Christ. My challenge to you today is very simple. It's a simple challenge. There's nothing to it. Stand up today and come forward and pray one simple prayer. And then be ready, because the Lord will honor your prayer. This is a prayer that he will honor. I guarantee it. He won't waste any time in honoring this prayer. Lord, connect me with your resurrected life. Lord, give me resurrection eyes and grant me resurrection power. I guarantee you, you will answer that prayer today. But you're going to have to forsake everything that you have to receive it. Everything. And I guess that's what I've been trying to tell you for the last 9 years as your pastor, that you have to forsake everything. There's nothing that you can hang on to or hold on to, because whatever it is you're hanging on to, that will prevent it from happening. But, you know, compared to Jesus, I can't think of anything worth hanging on to. Can you? Not a thing. And that's why Paul said, I count everything as rubbish that I might gain him. Would you bow your heads, please? Joseph? Now, I don't want you to, we're not going to come forward and shout and scream. That's for another time, but not for today. I'm simply going to ask the Holy Spirit to give you the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and the heart to understand what the Spirit has just said to this church. And the power to respond. You need to respond. And in fact, there, if you have the Spirit of God living in you, there is no other choice but to respond. So I won't be surprised if everybody comes. But when you come, come quietly. And say that prayer that I just gave you. And expect. Understand, please expect the Lord to answer it immediately. He will answer it immediately, and the process will begin. I caution you with one instruction, just one. Whatever the Spirit tells you to do after today, you do it. Because he's going to start speaking to you. You may not like what he says. I didn't like what he said when he told me, hey, you cannot withdraw from people all your life. You've got to connect sometime. I didn't like it. But I listened to him. Because the Father at Jesus' baptism, or on the Mount of the Transfiguration rather, said, this is my beloved Son. Listen to him. And when I'm connected with him, I listen to him, whether I like it or not, because I know that if I listen to him, I will live. And if I shut my heart to him, I won't. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, as pastor of this church, I lift up our congregation to you. We've been building, Lord Jesus, to this moment. Every day of the last 9 years has built to this moment, Lord. That we may decide, that we might decide today, once and for all, no more games, no more excuses, no more compromises, no more hanging back. That we would decide today as a church, as a family, Lord, that we are going to follow you and we want this resurrection life. Because the life that we're living is no longer acceptable. We want to change. That's why we came to you in the first place, because we wanted our lives to change. Well, we want to get off the slow track and we want to get on the fast track now. And your resurrected life through the Holy Spirit is the fast track. After today, Lord, do with us as you will. And take away our fear and replace it with perfect love and perfect trust. Not all of us may know where we're going, Lord Jesus, but we're all going to a good place. We may tremble a little bit, Lord Jesus, but like the child who's just learning how to walk, Daddy has our hand. We won't fall. And soon we'll be able to walk all on our own. Do tonight, or today rather, only what you can do, Holy Spirit, and to take this truth that was preached today and make it real. And give the power to these people to respond. Today I'm going to join you at the altar. You can look up at me now. You can look up. I'm going to join you at the altar. I'm not going to stand and minister to you. I'm going to join you. I'm going to be the first to go forward. And you can follow and get in behind me.
Well, that brings us to the end of this series. You know, the resurrection of Jesus makes all the difference in the world. It confirms that our faith is the only true faith. It confirms that salvation in Jesus is certain. You don't have to wonder about it, but it's absolutely certain. It confirms that He is alive and with us every day and with us till the end of the age, which means we have a living God to serve, a living God who takes care of us, a true shepherd that overshadows us with His love and grace every single day of our lives. And especially, it confirms that there is a kingdom coming where we will see the risen Jesus with our naked eye and be part of what God is doing for all eternity. Now, I know that Paul said that if the resurrection had not taken place, that we of all men should be pitied. And that makes sense, because if we believe in a resurrection that never happened, if we trust in a living Jesus who isn't really living at all but is dead, we're hopeless. We have no hope, and we are pathetic. But the fact is that Jesus is alive. He's real. He makes Himself real through the presence of the Holy Spirit, and that makes all the difference in the world. And so, you can be confident today. You can have assurance today. You know that your life has authority, the authority of the living Christ who conquered the grave, who wiped out sin, who lives forever, that He may sustain and guide and strengthen and empower those who believe in Him and have the privilege of knowing Him and being with Him forever and ever. Amen. Well, that brings us to the end of another installment of Impact with Pastor Alex Lapos. We hope you were blessed, informed, encouraged, equipped, and especially brought closer to God. That is our aim and that is our purpose. If you'd like to write to me, you can do so at pastorlapos@gmail.com. Lapos is spelled L-A-P-P-O-S. My email again, pastorlapos@gmail.com. Also, you can visit us at our church website, The House Montreal. The URL is thehousemontreal.org. There you'll find some interesting resources and information, all you need to know about our church. So until next time, this is Pastor Alex Lapos saying, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may His abiding presence be with you always.